These 24 notes were played for the first time on a warm July night in 1862. The origin of taps is a bit fuzzy, but there's one version that is generally accepted as the official version. It came from a Civil War bugler who was the first person to play the Go to Sleep tune for Union troops. He wrote a letter about it 30 years later in 1892.
One day, soon after the 7 days' battles on the peninsula, when the Army of the Potomac was lying in camp at Harrison's Landing, General Daniel Butterfield, then commanding our brigade, sent for me, and showing me some notes on a staff written in pencil on the back of an envelope, asked me to sound them on my bugle. I did this several times, playing the music as written. He changed it somewhat, lengthening some notes and shortening others, but retaining the melody as he first gave it to me. After getting it to his satisfaction, he directed me to sound that call for taps thereafter in place of the regulation call. The music was beautiful on that still summer night and was heard far beyond the limits of our brigade. The next day, I was visited by several buglers from neighboring brigades who asked for copies of the music, which I gladly furnished. I did not presume to question General Butterfield at the time, but from the manner in which the call was given to me, I have no doubt he composed it in his tent at Harrison's Landing.
After that night in 1862, taps spread through both Union and Confederate camps. Now it's how we honor all of our veterans at their passing. As a trumpeter and bugler in the U.S. Army Band, Sergeant Major Woodrow English has played taps thousands of times, but he almost gave it up for good.
The first time I really had to do it was probably the toughest still to this day that I've ever had to do, and that was when I played for my father's funeral, and I was down this little gully, and it was really quite emotional. At that time, I told myself, I was just in college, that I wasn't planning on playing taps ever again. It was way too emotional.
After playing it at your own father's funeral.
Right.
You played in May of 2004 at an event that was seen around the world. Tell me about your preparation for that event and what you were thinking when you played at the funeral of President Ronald Reagan.
It was an extreme honor, obviously. Every time you play taps, it's a closure for that family.
And in this case, for the nation.
Correct.
Is that something you're aware of, thinking about playing that role as you're doing it?
As I'm doing it, I'm really trying to play the best taps I possibly can. And I'm really worried from note to note, just trying to make each one sound. So beforehand, sure. I mean, beforehand, while you're waiting around as a relief pitcher in the dugout or they call a timeout for an extra point for a field goal kicker or something like that. You know, it gets real stressful. But once, like I say, the flow of the ceremony started and the flow of the taps, you just try to play the best you can.
Taps was famously played in 1963 by Sergeant Keith Clark at the funeral of President John F. Kennedy. And on the sixth note, he cracked it. And a lot of people have heard that and said he was expressing the emotion of the moment in that cracked note.
There was an amazing amount of pressure on the man, and he was actually out there in the cold, the bitter cold, very early on. He happened to be standing right in front of the cannons. He didn't play until after the cannons, of course, and he couldn't hear as well as he probably should have. So while he was playing, I mean, the muscles around your face, you really have to feel, or at least you'd like to. You're just hoping the right notes come out. Taps is a really beautiful, soulful, lonely piece when you're all by yourself playing. And that's what, to me, makes it even more special, is that it does have that human element of a missed note now and then, that someone's out there and it's a human being and they're playing for your soldier.
Is it true that every man or woman who served in the military is entitled to have taps at his or her funeral?
I would say that's pretty accurate, although it's almost impossible to provide them with a live player to do that.
Because now with so many World War II era veterans, of the 16 million Americans who served, 4 million are still alive, but now something like 1,000 or 1,500 a day are dying of those World War II veterans. So there simply aren't enough buglers to go around.
That's correct. The government had a real problem to do that. I know that we came out with a recording that they would play for the family. I recorded that.
So you'd have somebody standing at attention.
Correct. Pushing a button.
Pushing a button on a boombox and playing a CD.
Right. And it was very cold, I think, to a lot of families. In fact, I did so much waiting around at a Reagan funeral, and one of the places they had me for like 2 or 3 hours beforehand by myself, except for a couple of people, a historian and a curator. And we started talking, and one of them said, well, geez, it was the saddest thing. I was really mad because I went to my father's funeral, and they played a boombox. And then I said, well, it might make you and your mother feel better to know that that was me that played on that boombox. So it was a very emotional moment between the two of us. And he all of a sudden, I can't wait to tell my mom that. And so I put a face to a box.
So what had seemed like something very impersonal and cold was in fact played by a living, breathing human
right.
being. You,
exactly.
The same bugler who was playing for President Reagan's funeral. In
yeah.
fact. Very recently, the Army has come up with another solution. What's that?
Now they have come up with a bugle. It's actually a little larger than a normal bugle. And they have something that looks like a mute that goes into the bell. And it has a switch on it. And then the soldier will stand there and pretend as if he's playing it and then push a button that says play. And it has an amazing volume outdoors. And it'll sound as if there is a trumpet playing taps. That chip that's in that is the same one that I used for that CD.
So now at thousands of funerals around the country, you're playing taps.
That's right.
Essentially.
It's not the perfect way, but it is a way.
Since you've recorded the CD that gets played and now this chip that gets played in what looks like a bugle, there's a fair chance that at your own funeral, you could do something that no bugler has ever done.
That's right.
Would you prefer to have yourself playing at your own funeral or a live bugler?
I don't want to think about it if it's okay with you. I think whenever that happens, whatever my wife wants, she can have it.
Sergeant Major Woodrow English, a trumpet soloist and bugler with the U.S. Army Band, thank you very much for joining us on this Veterans Day.
My pleasure. Thank you.